Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hello, Dino.
Happy Tuesday.
Thank you.
I have to keep reminding myself it's Tuesday and not Monday.
And I will see you next Tuesday as well.
I can't wait. Well, you're here all week, right?
Yes. Yeah. All week and then a couple days into next week.
Monday and Tuesday next week?
Yeah.
Yay. Something to look forward to. Not that I don't enjoy talking to Bob every day, but I don't get to talk to you.
Yeah, not as enough. Much. Yes. I went to see Guardians of the Galaxy 3 yesterday with the fam,
and I
loved those movies.
It's
yeah.
fun, isn't it?
A hair long.
Yeah, it's not Casablanca
no.
or Citizen Kane, but sometimes you just want to have some fun at the movies. And I like that it got a little emotional.
I cried.
At the end. It was kind of sweet at the end as well, yeah.
Yeah. I was so late to the Succession party, but I binge-watched the first three seasons in about 2 weeks. I went...
That's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. I felt, I accomplished something. But I caught up and was able to watch it, and the finale was crazy. I kicked everyone out. I said, don't come in this room. Leave me alone. And I loved it.
Yeah, I have not watched it yet, and I'm respecting... spoiler alert territory, because I know a lot of people like me haven't gotten around to watching it. But I do have a couple of Succession stories that have really with nothing to do with spoiling anything.
Good.
Number one, the music from the show, from the final season, has been released online. So if you're interested in a soundtrack to season four, composer Nicholas Britell has now made it available. 25 tracks that they say will give you the background sounds to the most epic twists and turns that the season had to offer. I listened to a little bit of it this morning. I can't imagine somebody going, boy, I'm gonna roll the window down and go for a great drive and put the Succession soundtrack on. It's very moody. So
You know when it would work, Dean, if you're having someone drive you around.
If you're too happy and you want to be depressed, that might be the case.
Yeah,
it would be. That's good chauffeur music to have somebody drive you around. They have not released the ratings for Sunday season finale yet, but the episodes for this final season have been averaging about 2.3 million same-day viewers. Those people watching it the same day that it is released. So it's naturally a little higher than that. And then there's another story. Just when you think that you were busy, it turns out that one of the stars from the show is about to be busier than ever. Sarah Snook, who played Shiv Roy on the show.
I love her.
Is now a mom. She posted a picture of herself with her newborn watching the finale of the show. So she said, I just finished watching the final episode of the final season of something that changed my life. And now my life has changed again. And she says, thank you for all the love and support. So congrats to her. Truly a great character. So many great characters on that show.
You know why I think I liked it so much, Dean? Because of the use of the F word. It made me feel right at home.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That's all they say in that
isn't
show.
That nice. Kids listen to Aunt Wendy for more life tips.
Well, I certainly couldn't relate to, having all that money, so that's the only way I related it was the language.
It is a lot easier to me, easier to understand than Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And like all the mythological, Bristol Renaissance Fair on acid kind of thing.
Yeah. Edward James Olmos, a fantastic actor in the news.
He has just revealed that he has just completed a battle with throat cancer. He kept it quiet, but in a podcast over the weekend, he revealed that he went through his last round of radiation treatment just around Christmas time. He also had gone through chemotherapy, 76 years old. He lost 55 pounds during this process. and says that having cancer is no fun, and, but most of all, has been an experience for him to understand how wonderful every day of life is. So, you know, sometimes that's what it takes to get you to appreciate all the things that we have.
Remember Warren Zevon when he said, enjoy every sandwich.
It's not, that is such good advice.
Isn't that? That just really is.
Yeah, that is such good advice. Enjoy every sandwich.
And I do.
I could go for a nice sandwich right now.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and we are talking to Dean Richards this morning. I love Jane Lynch.
She's one of my favorites, always has been. Born and raised in Dalton. That may be part of the reason I love her. You know, we Southsiders all have to stick together. Second City alum, went to ISU. But I've loved everything that she has been in. The Christopher Guest movies, one of my favorites from her is Best in Show. But we loved her in Glee. We loved her, and I really loved her in everything that she does. And she's been doing commercials lately. She's the voice for Illinois Tourism. You've seen those commercials, I'm sure, on TV. And just starting are some new commercials that she's doing for Apple. The iPhone Apple, not in the fruit variety, but the the iPhone variety, having to do with health data privacy. Listen to just a little snippet of that commercial.
The man with the troublesome hemorrhoid enters the room.
That wasn't me,
said Hillary, who's only taken 347 steps today.
How do you know so much about us?
I don't like it.
It's your health data. You've been sharing it without realizing it. That's how I know about Kevin's rash. And your halitosis wakes up to pee.
What?
Bunions. Lice.
It's true.
And ringworm. Who's next?
Yeah, so, you know, it's... It's the shot of a doctor's waiting room, and the camera's panning around to the people while this voice is revealing, you know, private medical data. And the point of the commercial is that if you use the health app on your iPhone, your data is completely private, as opposed to other ones, I guess, where I didn't know that, you know, stuff is that easily shareable, but apparently it is. But anyway, we talked with Jane last week, and she told us a little more.
You know, with our lives being online more and more these days, and I always assumed a level of security and privacy. In fact, I never thought of it. And it turns out that the Apple app is completely protected from people like the character I play in the commercial, who is always, you know, kind of looking around, scrounging the web for information on people.
Yeah, it was very funny, but boy, it sure made me aware that, wow, Jane knows all my medical secrets.
yeah, and it's kind of shocking. As you could see, the people in the room are just absolutely floored that someone would have these, like, kind of nitpicky pieces of information on them, like, how the heck do you know I have diarrhea?
Exactly,
how would you know that?
I suspected, but now I know for sure.
Yes.
So, Jane, here at WGN, we're celebrating our 75th anniversary this year.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. And I'm wondering if you got some, do you have some WGN memories growing up?
Oh, where do I begin? Starting with Garfield Goose and Ray Rayner and family classics and watching, I mean, you know how every year they did Christmas Carol. And as soon as they started playing the trailer of that Christmas Carol, I knew that Christmas was upon us. Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, all of those old cartoons. Yeah, Bozo Circus. You know, I have great WGN memories of growing up in Chicago.
Speaking of being here at WGN, Kate Flannery was just here.
She sent me pictures standing next to Bozo.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had some fun remembering when you and her and the swinging little Christmas
show. We'll be back. We'll be back, and we're already booked to do WGN, so we'll be singing something for y'all in early December.
Yeah, it's not a lot of interviews where you can get a conversation about Hard Rock, Coco and Joe, Christmas shows, and diarrhea all in one.
I know.
All in one conversation. So, yeah, these Apple commercials, I guess, are going crazy online. It's been viewed 2.8 million times so far on YouTube, but boy, it really, it did make me think of, you know, what kind of information that you think is safe, you know, really is not. So I guess I have to be a little more careful than that.
Yeah. And are you going to do the Garfield Goose impression, or am I?
Why don't you?
That's really all it was.
That's all it was.
It was so good.
That was. And I'll do the Romberg Rabbit impression.
There Very it is. Good.
There it is. He just wiggled his nose.
Very good.
I love how into it she was. You know, when I've been bothering people asking about WGN's 75th anniversary, they'll mention Bozo. They'll mention like one or two things. She had the entire lineup from the 60s and 70s.
That was fantastic.
Completely memorized. That's how much a part of... You know, I try to explain to people what a part of WGN's children's programming is, part of people's lives.
Yeah.
And there's just an example.
All right, 30 seconds left, maybe a little longer. Tell me about Martin Scorsese and who he met up with.
Oh, he met up with the Pope.
Yeah.
That's kind of an interesting combination. He is thinking about doing, he's more than thinking about it. He's planning on doing a movie about Jesus. Said he respects the Pope greatly and he is inspired to respond to the Pope's appeal to artists to help spread the word. So he wrote a screenplay and said he is about to start making a film about Jesus. This from the man who gave us The Last Temptation of Christ in 1988 and the movie Silence in 2016, both religious offerings from the great Martin Scorsese.
I love him, and I am looking so forward to Killers of the Flower Moon, this film about the Osage Indian murders.
Coming out in August.
I cannot wait to see that.
The Leonardo DiCaprio, among others. I mean, it's hard to go wrong with a Scorsese movie. They're pretty amazing.
You're pretty amazing, too, Dean.
Oh, stop it. You are.
Oh, thank you. All right, well, always...
Or as Garfield Goose would say...
Yours was better.
And then he grabs Fraser Thomas's nose with his beak.
Ouch!
Can I do my next sports cast like that?
Yes, yes, you can, Andy.
Andy, I would pay you any money you want to do your next sports cast like that.
Dean, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, see you guys.